Yeah, Mike there? What? Now wait a minute. I'll pin I have. I'm not stupid, are you sure you're not Mike? You know, that's funny, you sure sound a lot like Mike. Wait, I know. Let me talk to Mary then.
Yeah, I got a question for Chris. Chris? Yeah, listen, you getting free to all the movies? Boy, are you lucky. If I got in free, I'd see Halloween 9 in 3D about a jillion hundred times. I really like that part where the big spider sucks all the blood out of that one mechanic. It was so realistic, you know? Yeah, thanks a lot. It was really great talking to you. Bye.
Yeah, Turk, you know, it's like I got this really big problem, you know? And, like, I was wondering if you could, like, help me out. You see, it's like I lost the wrapper on my frozen pizza, you know? And, you know, it's like the part with the directions on it. And, like, I totally forgot how many minutes to leave it in the oven. Well, frickin' chewy for sure. Oh, Turk, thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Mike. Any messages? Hey, Turk, I heard that you can spontaneously combust at will. Really? Well, then, is it true that if you were to shave off all the hair on Chris Robbins' head, he'd actually lose all his superhuman strength and his great speaking voice on top of that?
My question is directed toward Chris. I'm divorced and now earning about $73,000 per year, and my job is a fashion designer. The fashion is, should I use Form 42D when paying my taxes, as I still have two children to support, and my skyrocketing insurance costs, or should I apply for 96Q, which would grant me an additional 4 months to settle my tax bracket, which would in turn allow me to open an individual retirement account, thereby allowing me to receive a substantial deduction without major court fees. What should I do?
Another question for Chris. Okay, if you were forced to throw a big party at which you had to invite either the Wolfman, Godzilla, or King Kong, would it be informal? And what beverages would you serve?
Hello, Turk? What? Oh, no. Talk into this ear once. Are you talking? I can't hear a thing. Oh, my God, I must have gone deaf.
Yes. I just want to know if you also get embarrassed by wrong numbers, or if I should get professional help to overcome my fear. It truly terrifies me. Mother? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Oh, my.
Yeah, I've got a question for both of you. You're doing a radio show, right? And we're not supposed to see people on the radio, correct? Then how come I can see you guys on the TV? Listen, I've watched your whole program on the tube, but I'm listening to it on the radio show. You guys aren't doing a legitimate radio program. It's just that stupid show, what do you call it? Yeah, Beyond Our Control.